been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
A music anniversary to pass along. Or it's a birthday. Birthday. The lead singer of One Republic celebrating a birthday today. And I would tell you how many, except I can't connect to the page that tells me. And I can't even tell you his name. We'll get this straightened out. Happy birthday to whoever is the lead singer of One Republic, celebrating a birthday today of undetermined age. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We are internetless at the moment here at the old studio. That's why we're kind of fumbling around at times. The One Republic singer, I can't name him. I'm sorry. I'll apologize to him in person if we ever meet. At Scott Bertram on Twitter, the main Twitter is still available, of course, Scott Bertram. You can find Steve online at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and then SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com for more information and exclusive content right there on the old website. I wanted to go back to yesterday and play you a cut from Kellyanne Conway, who was on with Fox and Friends two mornings ago. We played you a bit yesterday with her talking about the bill that was being negotiated in the House about the aid package to the southern border. Kellyanne Conway also later on in that interview talking with Brian Kilmeade of Fox and Friends about these alleged Hatch Act violations. Brian Kilmeade says, Kellyanne, you're on the eye of the storm last week, saw Ethics Committee came out and said you have multiple violations of the Hatch Act, mixing politics and government business. They're threatening, if you don't come to testify, to subpoena you. Where does that stand? What do you say about it? Here's Kellyanne Conway earlier this week on Fox and Friends.
Well, it'd be good if everybody had a quick tutorial on the Hatch Act, what it is and what it is not. It's not even clear to us here at the White House, according to White House counsel, that the Hatch Act applies to assistance to the president. It's not even clear what the Hatch Act allows. I would be the first, I'd be the first member of the West Wing to ever be hauled in front of Congress to talk about the Hatch Act. The Hatch Act means that you can't advocate for or against the election of an individual. And if I'm talking about the failures of Obama-Biden care, if I'm talking about the fact that 28 million Americans have no health insurance, that's a fact. Mm-hmm. If I'm quoting what some of the candidates say about the other candidates, I'm just repeating the news to you as I read it that day. You know what they're mad about? They want to put a big roll of masking tape over my mouth because I helped as the campaign manager for the successful part of the campaign. I helped in many ways for the president and the vice president, who were our two greatest assets, and they won that election over the other two. But I helped by being on television, by being on radio. I helped, and they want to silence me now. This is my First Amendment race. They want to chill free speech because they don't know how to beat him at the ballot box. They were hoping that the other office of special counsel would do the job. But it's look, we're not even, and even if the Hatch Act applies, our position is I haven't violated it.
Kellyanne Conway early this week on Fox and Friends talking about the alleged Hatch Act violations. She's, of course, right on that point. By the way, Ryan Tedder, a birthday today with One Republic. He's 40 years old. We heard Counting Stars from One Republic out of the break, and he turns 40 today. Ryan Tedder. Told you I'd get this straightened out. This story just breaking from overnight, too. Eric Trump in Chicago last night. Eric Trump was visiting the Trump Hotel there, among other things. Allegedly spat upon by a woman working the cocktail bar at the Aviary. So at least the story says it's an employee, woman working at the bar. I've not been to the Aviary, by the way. I don't know what kind of a bar that is, but if it's elegant or I just don't know. Marianne Ahern works for NBC5 in Chicago. first to report the story, adding the Secret Service had a suspect in custody. Marianne Ahern of NBC5 tweeting last night, hearing of incident at aviary, an employee allegedly spit on the son of Donald Trump, offender now in U.S. Secret Service custody. Police presence outside aviary after alleged incident between an employee and Eric Trump around 8:30 last night. Eric Trump lashed out at his alleged attacker in an interview with Breitbart. Quote, it was purely a disgusting act by somebody who clearly has emotional problems. For a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility. When somebody is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes a sickness and desperation and the fact that we're winning. Eric Trump. Sources telling Breitbart the woman allegedly murmured inaudibly something that sounded like it was anti-Trump after spitting at his face. Secret Service agents swoop in. The Chicago Police Department communications officer tweeting that local police were aiding the Secret Service with a, quote, law enforcement matter. The Secret Service, as of right now, have not issued a statement on the situation. Marianne Ahern on Twitter has a picture of, well, it's a picture of the police presence outside the aviary. There's no, obviously, video or footage of the actual incident or of the suspect herself. I don't know if it actually mentioned the gender in here. Yeah, woman. Yeah, so no pictures of the suspect herself. But I'm sure, you know, if I know the president at all, and I think I know the president a little, my thought is we might see a tweet this morning in reaction to that incident from the president. I'm just guessing that could be a possibility. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve after the break. Talk with Gregory Wrightstone about the Oregon Climate Action Plan, which they'd like to vote on. Republicans have left the Capitol, so they don't have a quorum. And it looked like yesterday there might be a little bit of news on that situation. We'll talk with Gregory Wrightstone about what it is and where we stand. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Wednesday Steve Gruber Show.